Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Adam Mapa here. I'm currently in Washington, D.C., and we just got some breaking news. Roughly 5 minutes from where we are, Donald Trump and the entire cabinet have been evacuated out of the White House Correspondents' Dinner due to an active shooter. We were just at the Hilton Hotel where this was taking place. We were just standing in the lobby where this was taking place, not because we're going to the dinner. We're actually boycotting the dinner in an intentional manner so we can represent new media and stand up for new media in a ruthless manner. And that's what we're doing right now. We just dipped from the party and went over to the museum session because we have some insane breaking news. The Secret Service told CNN's Caitlin Collins that a confirmed shooter was in the lobby of the Washington, D.C. hotel that is hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner. There is a video that I'll play in just one moment of Donald Trump getting evacuated in a very frantic manner by the Secret Service. You hear some loud bangs in the background, but it didn't seem like the shooter was able to break through to the area where the massive crowd was due to the security outside. We were just there literally 20 minutes ago. We are totally fine now. And when we were there, the security presence was quite intense. The motorcade that passed us was quite intense. We saw a presidential motorcade and someone was, you know, holding a turret. There were a bunch of cops and a bunch of motorcycles going with Trump and Melania in the motorcade. And we thought, wow, that security is very intense. That same exact security seems to have just saved lives in the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. So there was a shooter in the lobby and the shooter is now confirmed dead. This is another act of political violence. We've seen multiple happen in the past few years. This is another act of political violence. We have seen way too much of this over the past few years, whether it's Charlie Kirk, whether it's other people assassinating the Minnesota lawmakers. Absolutely despicable. I do not like this. I do not like when people are trying to use weapons to inflict their political beliefs on other people. That is damaging, and that actually goes against what I'm doing here in DC this weekend. By the way, if you appreciate our coverage, make sure to drop a like, make sure to subscribe. But what I'm doing here in DC is not trying to bend the knee to the Trump admin. No, we are pushing back and we are relentlessly standing up for the freedom of press and the freedom of speech. When I see people in that White House Correspondents' Dinner and they're laughing and yucking it up with the same man who would quite literally ruin their careers if he could, that disgusts me. You have to have some sort of spine and stand up relentlessly for the democracy that we love. And when I see these types of political attacks, these attempts to kill people at White House Correspondents' Dinner parties, I don't think that stands for the type of democracy that I want, the type of forward-looking human dignity message that I want. I mean, I could have very much so gotten harmed, or my producer, who is holding the camera, could have gotten harmed. We were just there about 20 minutes ago, and the shooter is now confirmed dead. We don't know if Trump is going to come back out to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We don't know if his cabinet is going to come back out. But what I will say is that we have seen multiple of his cabinet members at different areas dip in. So Kash Patel, about 30 minutes before the shooting happened, was at a party in this hotel and was seen. Multiple other cabinet members were seen at these parties, and then they all dipped when the shooting took place. I think it is very, very important that we are clearly against political violence of any sort. And I think it's even more important that we talk about the freedom of information in America. Just to go really quickly into the White House Correspondents' Dinner and how I feel about it. We are looking at a president that has repeatedly derided women journalists to their face, calling them picky or disgusting human beings. We're talking about a president that has sued the Wall Street Journal for $10 billion over the Epstein case, and that ended up getting shot down. We're talking about somebody who has sued almost every single media corporation out there, not because they defamed him, not because 60 Minutes did anything dirty, no, but because he is trying to create a chilling effect where media is too scared to cover him. And right now, this interruption of the dinner is just absurd. So we have more tweets coming out. President Trump and Vice President Vance immediately evacuated after this happened. The shooter in the lobby was confirmed dead, and it seems like nobody else has been hurt. We have more and more footage of people scrambling and people getting scared. Let me show you this clip on screen right now. Last night, I was on CNN, and I was asked about this very correspondence dinner. I want to play the clip so you guys can hear what I think about it raw.
Adam Mockler of Midas Touch, his YouTube channel has more than 2 million subscribers. Adam, how interested are your subscribers into tomorrow night's dinner? I know that you're not attending. You would protest attending it, but is there interest?
Yeah, the people that follow me are very, very interested in me representing new media, representing Mockler Media, the company that I built, and representing freedom of press. For as long as I can remember, the tradition of this party has been to celebrate the freedom of press, and there's an inherent friction at this party tomorrow because the person who's going to be sitting in that room has been perhaps the largest purveyor of attacks against free press in American history. I mean, every time he sees a female journalist, he personally attacks her. He sued the Wall Street Journal over this crazy Epstein lawsuit that ended up getting shot down. He attacks CNN and every single company with lawsuits, so I think it's very important we're out there representing the freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom to cover what you want. And that's what my followers are interested in. How can we push back against this creeping anti-free press narrative?
That was me last night. Right now, again, we are about 5 minutes away from where that shooting happened. We are totally fine. Tomorrow I'm flying back home, but I thought it would be a good thing to do to dip from the party for a second, to update you guys, to talk to you guys about what we're doing here, what our goals here are, and let you know that our team is absolutely okay. If you want more breaking news on the Adam Mockler feed, you can make sure to drop a like below. You can make sure to subscribe below. I love each and every single one of you, and let's keep fighting for a better America every single day. Love you all. Peace out.
Ready to rumble, is he not?
He is ready to rumble. Uh-huh. I will tell you, this speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So everyone should tune in. It's going to be really great. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I love it all. And you wrote most of it, you said.
I can't take credit. In true Donald Trump fashion, the man puts his pen to the paper himself. So it's a lot of his own work.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.